seeing as I'm sitting, I'm going to have a conversation with you. So I'm not preaching at you. I'm more or less having a one-sided conversation. So prior to our Passover Seder, we held a vort ceremony, which signifies the entering into the betrothal to become married. One of the things that was shared was, you don't become a bride by simply putting on a wedding dress. Everybody remember that? There is more to being a bride than looking like a bride. The important part that was emphasized was the bride's relationship with the bridegroom. So what do you think of when you hear the word intimacy? Some of you may think of an intimate relationship between husband and wife. Yet intimacy also represents close familiarity or friendship, closeness. Other synonyms for intimacy: togetherness, affinity, rapport, attachment, confidentiality, close association, close relationship, close attachment, friendliness, camaraderie, companionship, and I can go on. Now here is the question for you to seriously ponder. Does this depict your relationship with Adonai? This week, I was counting the Omer and reading the portions of Psalm 119 that you have outlined in your sheets. And this is what came to mind. The idea of intimacy. The idea of intimacy that God desires to have with us. So consider what you read this past week. Are you happy in your relationship? If you're not, you should be, because happiness is a result of being in an intimate and close relationship with Adonai. Everybody turn to Psalm 119. If you're not happy in your relationship with God, is it God or is it you? The first verse, Psalm 119, how happy are those whose way of life is blameless, who live by the Torah of Adonai. How happy are those who observe His instructions, who seek Him wholeheartedly. And then the psalm goes on. They do nothing wrong, but live by His ways. You laid down Your precepts for us to observe with care. May my ways be steady in observing Your laws. Then I will not be put to shame, since I will have fixed my sight on all Your mitzvot. I thank You with a sincere heart as I learn Your righteous rulings. I will observe Your laws. Don't completely abandon me. True happiness comes from living by the ways afforded to us by Adonai. It is through His Torah that we are able to know how to draw close to Him. As we draw closer to Him, the result should be one of happiness, because we will experience Him drawing closer to us. Notice verse 7 again. I thank You with a sincere heart. This represents a deep emotional connection. It's not distant, but it's close. When you enter into a relationship, when you become married, do you give half of your heart to the one you're becoming betrothed to and married? Or do you give all your heart, your whole heart? Are you emotionally connected with Adonai or not? The closer you draw to someone, the greater the potential. The greater the potential fear of being separated from them. Hence the words at the end, don't completely abandon me, because you have drawn close. You've committed yourself completely. Yet in the back of your mind, the fear resides. What if he leaves me? What if she leaves me? Yet this is what the psalmist is saying. I'm giving you my whole heart. I pray that you don't completely abandon me. Are you truly seeking him? Do you truly treasure his word? Verse 9. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Don't let me stray from your mitzvot. I treasure your word in my heart so that I won't sin against you. Blessed are you, Adonai. Teach me your ways. I proclaim with my mouth all the rulings you have spoken. I rejoice in the way of your instruction more than in any kind of wealth. I will meditate on your precepts and keep my eyes on your ways. I will find my delight in your regulations. I will not forget your word. Adonai tells us to guard our hearts in order that we may pursue him with all of our hearts. Consider Romans chapter 10, starting in verse 8. What then does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. Shaul is quoting Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 14. That is the word about trust which we proclaim, namely that if you acknowledge publicly with your mouth that Yeshua is Lord and trust in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be delivered. For with the heart one goes on trusting and thus continues towards righteousness, while with the mouth one keeps on making public acknowledgement and thus continues toward deliverance. Does your mouth lead your heart, or does your heart lead your mouth? There's a difference. Think about it and meditate on it. As we draw closer to Adonai, he draws closer to us. Drawing closer conveys a more intimate relationship. Consider relationships that you have with others. In the ones where you are closer to someone than others, do you share more personal and private information than you would with someone who is not as close? Now imagine what Adonai will share with you the closer you draw to him. Verse 17, deal generously with your servant, then I will live and observe your word. Open my eyes so that I will see wonders from your Torah. Notice this verse. Open my eyes so that I will see wonders from your Torah. The first two parts of that lead into this passage. Because you've wholeheartedly committed yourself to Adonai. And what does he promise? That if he opens our eyes, he will show us more. Though I'm just a wanderer on the earth, don't hide your mitzvot from me. I am continually consumed with longing for your rulings. You rebuke the proud, the cursed, who stray from your mitzvot. Remove scorn and contempt from me. Because I observe your instructions, even when princes sit and plot against me, your servant meditates on your laws. Also, your instructions are my delight. They are my counselors. Ask yourself this. What did Moses experience when he drew close to God? What did he experience that no one else in Israel truly experienced? He experienced God's presence. He experienced God's favor. He experienced God's correction. Now ask yourself this. What did Yochanan, Kepha, and Yaakov experience with Yeshua? Everybody go to Matthew chapter 17. Verse 1, 6 days later, Yeshua took Kepha, Yaakov, and his brother Yochanan and led them up to a high mountain privately. As they watched, he began to change form. His face shone like the sun, and his clothing became as white as light. Then they looked and saw Moses and Eliyahu speaking with him. Not everybody got to see this. Those closest with Yeshua were taken by Yeshua to see something that no one else got to see. Moses got to see things that no one else got to see because they were closer than anyone else. But it was God who drew them closer. But it was the heart that brought that forth. Yeshua took them privately to a mountain. The other nine were not there. This conveys that Yeshua's relationship was more intimate with Yochanan, Kepha, and Yaakov than the other nine. And as a result, they experienced greater revelation than the others. How close are you to Adonai? Are you close enough that you would be one of the three? I will tell you this, that the more you draw closer, the more he will reveal to you. I can tell you, I didn't know then what I know today. And it's by drawing closer. It's by pursuing the hem of his garments. It's by pursuing his Shekhinah, his presence, that we draw closer to him, that he shows us more. Going back to Psalm 119, verse 25. I lie prostrate in the dust. Revive me in keeping with your word. I told you my ways, and you answered me. Teach me your laws. Make me understand the way of your precepts, and I will meditate on your wonders. I am melting away from anxiety and grief. Renew my strength in keeping with your word. Keep deceitful ways far from me, and favor me with your Torah. I choose the way of trust. I set your rulings before me. I cling to your instruction, Adonai. Don't let me be put to shame. I will run the way of your mitzvot, for you have broadened my understanding. We are in a time where all of this is in, we are in a time where all of this is at our hand. Do you desire greater understanding? If you do, this means you are drawing closer to Adonai. What did Yeshua do when enabling us to understand? In Luke chapter 24, verse 44, Yeshua said to them, "This is what I meant when I was still with you and told you that everything written about me in the Torah of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms had to be fulfilled." This is what he did. Then he opened their minds so that they could understand the Tanakh. This was before the Spirit was given to everyone. Yet keeping in mind the Spirit that was upon Yeshua, that was given as he was opening their minds, resides in you. The power that they had then, you have now to fully understand, not relying on your own understanding, but trusting in him. Because then it goes on. So then he opened their minds so that they could understand the Tanakh, telling them, here is what it says. The Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day. And in his name, repentance leading to forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed to the people from all nations, starting in Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. What has he given you? What has he given you understanding of? This is the gospel in a nutshell. But what is the gospel but the Passover message? He opened their minds so that they could understand. If he did it then, he can do it now. Remember again verse 27. Make me understand. This is from Psalm 119. An interestingly phrased prayer request. but nonetheless a request. Make me understand. You're demanding a prayer that in essence is boldness. Lord, make me understand what you are trying to say to me. And then Psalm 119, verse 33, teach me. Make me understand and then teach me. Teach me, Adonai, the way of your laws. Keeping them will be its own reward for me. Give me understanding, then I will keep your Torah. I will observe it with all my heart. Guide me on the path of your mitzvot, for I take pleasure in it. Bend my heart toward your instructions and not toward selfish gain. What's he saying here? Take control of my heart. Don't let me follow my heart, but take control of my heart that it follows you. Turn my eyes away from worthless things with your ways. Give me life. Fulfill your promise, which you made to your servant, which you made to those who fear you. Avert the disgrace which I dread, for your rulings are good. So how I long for your precepts. In your righteousness, give me life. Does your spirit yearn? Does your spirit yearn for these things? Consider how Yeshua presented his relationship with Adonai the Father to us. John chapter 12, starting in verse 49. For I have not spoken on my own initiative, but the Father who sent me has given me a command, namely what to say and how to say it. And I know that his command is eternal life. So what I say is simply what the Father has told me to say. He is not deviating from anything else, but providing what has been given to him. John chapter 7, verse 16. So Yeshua gave them an answer. My teaching is not my own. It comes from the one who has sent me. If anyone wants to do his will, he will know whether my teaching is from God or I speak on my own. A person who speaks on his own is trying to win praise for himself. But a person who tries to win praise for the one who sent him is honest. There is nothing false about him. Didn't Moses give you the Torah? Yet not one of you obeys the Torah. Why are you out to kill me? It's not Yeshua who's teaching, but it's ultimately God who is teaching through Yeshua. And it's the very same thing that was given to Moses. And then finally, John chapter 17, starting in verse 1. After Yeshua had said these things, he looked up toward heaven and said, Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son so that the Son may glorify you. Just as you gave him authority over all mankind, so that he might give eternal life to all those whom you have given him. And eternal life is this, to know you, the one true God, and him whom you sent, Yeshua the Messiah. I glorified you on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. Now, Father, glorify me alongside yourself. Give me the same glory I had with you before the world existed. I made your name known to the people you gave me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me. And they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. Because the words you gave me I have given to them, and they have received them. They have really come to know that I have come from you. and they have come to trust that you sent me. I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given to me, because they are yours. Indeed, all I have is yours, and all you have is mine, and in them I have been glorified. And I leave you with this. What is your relationship with your bridegroom? Is it as intimate as it can be? Or can you draw even closer? For me, I know I can always draw closer. I'm not nearly as close as I should be, nor as I desire to be. But I know there is always room to move closer. Because I can tell you this, I still have a lot to learn. He has not revealed everything to me yet. He's shown me so much, but there is still so much more. So the question is, how close can you get? If everybody will please rise.